House Financial Services Committee. Congressman, thank you very much for joining us here, and give us your reaction to the Fed Chairman's comments today.
Well, I think that complacency on the debt is the crisis that we must also prevent. This is going to be very difficult because the spending level is unsustainable. We can't borrow, you know, 40 cents, you know, on every dollar we spend, which is what we're doing right now. So we're saying if that's left unaddressed, it's going to lead to an economic crisis that's going to lower the living standards and prevent job growth and prevent a turnaround. So we're trying to do both. We're trying to say, look, if we're going to increase that debt ceiling, then it has to be in conjunction with lower government spending. That's the compromise that we're trying to hammer out right now with the president.
And what's your outlook on how this is going to play out?
It's something we've done before. Think for a minute about the meetings that President Clinton had with the House Republicans. I remember those debates where we worked out a balanced budget agreement and put the government back on a course towards a balanced budget. That was doable. It was a little difficult for President Clinton. He vetoed the first one, but eventually he came to the table and he said, yes, I agree. We're going to have a balanced budget. And the Republicans were able to drive that. So what we're trying to do is exactly what we did do back in 1994. Let's get us back to a spending program that where we're living within our means and where we're not borrowing all this money from China and then paying the interest back overseas. That's not a long-term strategy that's going to help job growth in this country.
In the meantime, the Federal Reserve has even exceeded China, right, as far as U.S. bond holdings.
Yes, and one of the concerns we have there, of course, is that PIMCO, which is the world's largest bond fund, they moved to a net short position on U.S. debt, and I saw, you know, not long ago they doubled down on that, and effectively they're saying they don't think we're going to be able to honor our obligations to our creditors, right, when they do that. So that's another reason why we've got to get this agreement with the president and must move towards curtailing spending, getting this back towards a balanced budget.
The House Financial Services Committee holding very important hearings this week. That's something else we wanted to talk to you about. I understand you'll be hearing from Treasury Secretary Geithner. Tell us about those hearings this week.
Well, we have a series of hearings. The one which we had today focused on the too big to fail question. Did that legislation in Dodd-Frank solve the too big to fail problem? And I think the conclusion is when you look at how the market treats these large firms, the answer is no, because the market expects them to be bailed out, and so they're rewarded with lowering borrowing costs. When we look at the FDIC study, 100 basis points advantage if you're viewed as so big, you know, so systemically risky that the government might come in and bail you out. So that is why, you know, instead of the approach that we've taken, I think we've got to bring market discipline back into the equation. I think you've got to eliminate the presumption that these too-big-to-fail firms will get special treatment the next time they fail. And I think an expedited bankruptcy process, which I talked about today, would be a step in the right direction. That should be our long-term goal, and it would be similar to what is used for airlines and railroad companies. And that takes the advantage out of these big firms when they're competing with their smaller competitors and growing larger because of that advantage.
As far as regulation is concerned, do you think the appropriate regulations are in place now?
I think it is very clear that you need the right type of regulation. I sponsored regulation in 2004 to regulate the government-sponsored enterprises, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, because it was clear that they had an implicit government backstop. They had become too big to fail, and I wanted them regulated for systemic risk. And I was supported in that by the Federal Reserve and by other regulators. Unfortunately, Congress failed to vote for that amendment. That amendment was voted down, and it was defeated in the Senate as well. I think out of this, we need a lesson that you need regulation which effectively regulates systemically risky firms that are too big to fail, but it has to be done in a way that doesn't imply that those firms are going to be bailed out.
Southern California Republican Congressman Ed Royce, member of the House Financial Services Committee, thank you very much for the update from Washington here in the KNX Business Hour.